Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Molly. How are you?
Well, we're all fired up. I mean, both those games paid off, right? Both of those games we had talked about. Wow, you know, you got all these great teams. Those games were sensational. And, you know, it was amazing to see Florida with the kind of comeback. They're down 8 points at the half. And then they came out and they were a different team. And, you know, you look at what they managed to do winning that game, kind of going away. I mean, they kind of took control and you just marveled at what a great outing. Then the late game is Duke. And honest to God, I watched that game and I was texting these guys on our little group chat. I don't know what just happened. I cannot believe what I just saw. It was like they stopped playing at some point. I've never seen Duke run a foul like that. And God bless Houston. What a tough-minded team to stay on it to the point where you're not even letting them inbound the ball. Wow, was that something?
Yeah, I thought that as the final 8 minutes or so were going on, during the four-minute timeout, I started charting the shots that Cooper Flagg had been taking over the previous four to six minutes because I could feel it. I could see it that I had said to you guys that the number one thing that had to happen for Duke was just don't let Houston get in your head and you'll be fine. It's not easy to do that, but don't let the challenge of going against that defense get to you or you'll lose. If you just play, you'll win. And they did for 30, 32 minutes. They played the way they're capable of playing, and they were up 14 points. The Mason Gillis technical was an egregious play. I mean, you just don't do things like that in a game like that. The stage is too big. Everybody's watching. You're not getting away with anything like that. So why? I mean, what's the point? Even if it means you give up the rebound, what's the point? And that was one of the things that was interesting to me is I have this debate with a lot of people around college basketball who insist you have to be old. You have to have veterans. That's what makes the difference. And think about it. Mason Gillis does that. I think that turned into something like a 4 to 5 point possession there that made a significant difference in cutting the lead down. That was a massive error. Then you have Sion James unable to inbound the basketball, which made a huge difference. I mean, that was problematic. And then Tyrese Proctor goes to the line, and this is the front end of a 1-on-1.
Right.
And before that, besides, he's good enough I'm going to make these shots, and so he takes a foul when he could have passed it to someone who's a better free throw shooter, or he could have dribbled toward the corner and taken more time off the clock, and he takes the foul. I'm good, and then he goes up and misses the free throw. Those guys are all veterans. They are the veteran players on the team. I'm not saying the freshmen covered themselves in glory, But having veterans didn't make a difference.
Mike, I think that Duke losing got more attention or as much as Houston winning, and that is probably on brand for any team coached by Kelvin Sampson. And I just wonder, as we get to the national championship game tonight, if Houston wins it, it will be their first ever and certainly his first ever. When you think about great coaches in the game, you don't often think of him first or in that first tier necessarily unless you cover the sport like you do. What does tonight mean to the reputation and maybe the legacy of Kelvin Sampson?
Yeah, I think it will change perception of him. It doesn't change the reality of him. The reality of him is it's astonishing that they are in tonight, not just because of the comeback they had to make in order to do that. But, you know, people talk about Cinderellas and how we didn't have any Cinderellas. Do you realize what Houston was when he walked in 11 years ago? I mean, it was like going into a junkyard and finding an old rusty bucket and then fixing it up and turning it into something that can win the Daytona 500. That place was absolutely nowhere. I when I covered Memphis back in the mid-90s, I think it was the 95-96 season, the Tigers were sent to a road game there. They were in the same conference, Conference USA, and went down to what was then Hoffman's Pavilion, has now been fixed up into a first-class arena called the Fertitta Center. And there were about 900 people at the game. It placed 10,000. And Memphis was ranked in the top 10 at that point. And it didn't matter. Nobody wanted to go to a Houston game. And now they're selling out. Now they're winning 30-plus games. And now they're in the national championship game. That is almost entirely Kelvin Sampson's work. People had to listen to him and say, yes, we can do that. And yes, we can. Here's the money. And Fertitta, who I mentioned, is a billionaire who helped fund some of the projects they wanted to do. But it was all Kelvin's vision.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that was a really special finish for them. I would imagine now they go into tonight's game knowing that Walter Clayton Jr. might be the best player of this tournament. You know, the first guy, I laughed aloud at that. First guy since Larry Bird in 1979 with back-to-back 30-point games in the Elite Eight and the Final Four. I mean, you just can't let that guy beat you, right? You're going to have to take whoever you have to take and try to deny.
Well, that is what some of the teams have done, and to varying degrees it's worked to keep them competitive. It hasn't kept Florida from advancing.
Right.
But it's something that Houston is uniquely equipped to do because they don't make mistakes on the opposite ends of those sorts of plays. So if they double team Walter Clayton, he's going to know he's in a double team as opposed to some of the other teams that have done that to him. And what Florida has to have done is that when that happens, Walter can't just say, okay, you guys beat him. You're now playing 4-on-3. You beat them, and because they won't beat them. We've seen that now. We saw it with the Texas Tech game when they doubled hard against Walter, and he just said, "Okay, not my ball, your ball. Go make a play." And they can't do that. That's not who they are. The other guys on that team are really good college basketball players, but they are not offensive generators. They are recipients. It all comes from Clayton. And he can't just be content to allow himself to be taken out of the game. Whatever it is he has to do in order to make it happen, and he did it successfully Sunday night, Saturday night, he has to do that. And there are varying ways to attack a double team, including, and he's very good at this, just backing away from it and shooting over it. He's really good up to 35 feet. He's got unbelievable range. So there will have to be times when he does that. But the one thing he can't do is concede that the double team is effective and take him and allow him to be taken out of the game.
Mike. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art.
Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, in your mind, what did Cooper Flagg missing the fadeaway jumper that would have won the game do to his Duke legacy, if it altered it at all? And will it have any impact on his decision whether or not to return to Duke for a second year, which people would be surprised by, or to enter the NBA draft?
Yeah, it's hard for me to see him declining the opportunity to become the number one overall pick. You just don't know what might happen, and I don't think it would mean necessarily, like, him coming back is not going to make it a debate or anything. If he had a healthy sophomore season, he's going to be an even more desired number one pick. He's just a phenomenal talent, and so it's not about that. But there is the risk of injury, and it's not as dangerous it is as it was 5 years ago, because he can still make a bunch of money playing at Duke if he were to return. Whereas in 2018 or 19, he would have been risking all or nothing. I mean, if he had gotten injured then he might have lost the one pick. He might have lost a lot. He might have, you never know how bad an injury could be. Coming back is not as much of risk as it was then, but it's still something that a player at that level hasn't really ever done. I mean, I guess all the way back to Tim Duncan, I guess that would be the last time it happened. And Tim Duncan was a different guy, and it worked out great for him. He still became one of the greatest players in the history of the game. But I doubt that Cooper would do it. What it did to his legacy, honestly, was, I mean, he's still for the majority of selectors, not the Sporting News, but for the majority of selectors, is the National Player of the Year. That's not going away. I mean, he's always going to be that. He won the Wooden Award, the Naismith Award, and multiple others. But the difference is that I'm sitting there pondering, as they're up 8 or they're up 14 or whatever, does he have a chance to have the greatest freshman season in the history of college basketball? That's probably what I would have written.
Wow.
As my column. This, he is on the crest of becoming the greatest freshman ever to play. And, you know, and I had the whole lead written, Mike, you know how this goes, Dave, you guys. I mean, I had it all figured out, and it was going to be an easy one, and it was going to be good too. I liked my lead, but it got wiped away. I think he could have made that claim, if they had won the game, but certainly not now.
Yeah, I think we both still look at games like that.
You love that 14-point lead.
Oh, my God.
You're like, okay, here we go.
Tear that one up. I want to be respectful of how I say this, but John Shire's from here, and, you know, everybody loves the local guys made good. Did he do enough in the end of that game? Did he push every button? People are asking, did they choke down the stretch? That's very harsh. But what about the coach as opposed to the player, right?
I think what they needed to do was have some sort of wrinkle or completely different inbounds play. Every inbounds play that they struggled with looked exactly the same in so many ways. It was Zion James inbounding the ball, the presumed recipients all lining up beyond the foul line and then running in different directions toward the ball to try to get open. I mean, it was basically everything I saw, and I've checked with some coaches. Was there something I missed in those? And I haven't gotten any response that said, no, there wasn't anything. There was something you missed. There's this play we call the football play now, mm-hmm. where everybody lines up on the baseline, and then different guys basically run different patterns out of off the alleged line of scrimmage. I don't know if you guys have.
Yep.
So that one doesn't work 100% of the time, but it's hard not to work because everybody stops in different spots, and it's hard for the defenders to always be there. And they didn't run anything like that. They just, and even after a timeout, they just seemed to do, like I said, a variation on the same concept. If it's not like they're not all running the exact same pattern every time coming back to the ball, but it's always coming back to the ball. And Houston was all over that. And really, if they inbound the ball after they threw it away. Before they threw the ball away, if they inbound the ball after they gave up the three-pointer to Emmanuel Sharpe, if they inbound the ball successfully there, they still almost certainly win because they were up yes. three. The ball would have been inbounds at about 20 seconds-ish, somewhere in there. If they inbound successfully to Cooper or Konkanipal, they probably make a free throw, and then it's four, and they probably win. But they couldn't pull that off. Their struggle to inbound the ball was so profound.
Mike, 30 seconds. Who wins tonight?
It's an interesting one. I think Houston is a better basketball team in a lot of ways. But if Houston wins, they may be the least talented team ever to win it. And that's what's – I have a hard time getting over that hurdle. No first-round picks since 1987. There's never been a team that didn't win it with a first round that won it that didn't have a first round pick. Another friend of mine, Dave Glenn from the Atlanta, the ACC area, points out that nobody that didn't have a top 30 pick since we had a draft, and I don't know whether Houston has one.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the game.
That is Mike DeCourcy, Sporting News, Big Ten. Where great stuff. You can pre-write that story.
Right now, tonight?
Yeah.
You got it written. Walter Clayton Jr. leads the Florida Gators over.
No, I'm saying, you can pre-write the least talented champion.
Yeah. You get both.
Yeah, you got it.
You got both outcomes.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.